The Old Craft Music Hall, friends, cutting out by shortwave for spots all over the world where our men and women in uniform are making history. Speaking of women in uniform, soldiers back from North Africa have nothing but admiration and praise for the work and the courage of the officers and enlisted personnel of the Women's Army Corps, the WAC. As fast as they can be trained, women of the WAC are relieving soldiers for active duty. Originally planned as a corps of 25,000, the WAC now wants 200,000. Which shows you how valuable the Army thinks the gals are. Talking to a colonel the other day, and he told me how happy he was to see some knob-knuckled staff sergeant who took all day to type a report freed to fire a bazooka while an efficient member of the WAC took over his portable. The WAC just doesn't handle the Army's typing. Members of the WAC are trained in 155 different types of Army work, all the way from Air Force to X-ray. Members of the WAC learn trades and careers that'll serve them well beyond the duration in 6 months. And when it's all over, members of the WAC can say proudly that they wore the uniform of the United States Army in the war for the survival of freedom. They wear the Army uniform, they get the Army pay, and every officer in the WAC comes up through the ranks the hard way. There's no finer way to serve your country. So if you're not now working in a war plant, if you're 20 to 50 years of age, with no children under 14, and you want to help our men to victory and speed them back, join the WAC. It's easy to do at any WAC recruiting office. Or write the Women's Army Corps, Washington, D.C., for a booklet that'll give you all the dope you need.
Hey, I'm back.
Here's a little dope that nobody needs.
You say something?
No, I was just muttering to myself.
Well, I always say a man's best friend is his mother. Mm-hmm. Look, you made a few records, haven't you?
I have occasionally dabbled with the discs, yes.
Well, I'd like to make a record.
Great, take off. I'll clock you from here to the nearest exit.
No. I mean, you're pretty popular. Couldn't you go to the head of some big record company and put in a word for me?
Well, yes, I could, yes.
Well, why don't you?
I don't think you'd like the word.
You wouldn't talk that way after you've heard me play the ukulele and sing something.
You do both? You can...
Something like this.
Yeah.
Mammy's little baby love shortening, 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 shortening bread. How's that?
Needs shortening, I think.
You know, Yuki might be all right, Bing. I've heard quite a bit lately about Yuki's singing.
Oh, you have, Mr. Carpenter? From who?
From you.
Oh, well, maybe this is a song you've heard me do. All or nothing at all.
No, Yuki, oh, no.
Half a love has never appealed to me. Say, with that on a phonograph, what else would people want?
An automatic changer.
Well, just think of the records that could be sold if they advertised Bing Crosby, accompanied by the world's greatest living ukulele player.
Well, who's the world's greatest living ukulele player?
Naturally.
Naturally. You threw me off when you said living.
Oh, I see. Listen. Listen, together we can make a lot of money. Separated, we're a flop, especially me.
Yuki, strange that the public, they're pretty choosy about their records, really.
Well, I've got just the number they'll choose. It's a terrific song. It's called You Stick By Me and I'll Stick By You.
It's a gooey thing, huh? What's on the other side?
A mustard plaster.
Be a great sale with the Guy Lumbago fans, wouldn't it?
Well, what do you say, Bing? I like that.
You do?
What do you
May
say?
I say you're alone?
What do you say? You want to make a record with me?
Well, I don't.
Well, believe me, I'd get a great pick. I'd get a great kick out of you and me going around together.
You know, Yuki, I might cut a platter with you at that.
Yeah, what?
I think I've got just the thing that could make musical history with you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This is a Vic McLeod arrangement, too.
I listen to it.
Musical demon, set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag and change that classical rag to some sweet, beautiful brag? And if the music is choppy and you play it copy, you'll get all my applause, and that's just because I want to listen to rag.
If you don't mind, I'll make one by myself.
The only way to get a thing done right, Yuki, is to do it yourself, after all. And that applies to you folks who have Christmas gifts to send to our uniformed forces overseas, women as well as men. Those men and women are in some pretty rugged spots defending our privilege to celebrate Christmas or any other holiday we hold sacred. And many a sailor, marine, coast guardsman, soldier, and WAC figures to be a long way from home this year, so it kind of puts it up to us to send Christmas to them. The time is shortening them. October 15th is the deadline, so get your gifts bought, wrapped, and mailed before October 15th. And scatter a little hunk of home among the millions of fighting men and valiant women who are standing between us and aggression on the 25th of this man's December. Think of every one of them dreaming.